Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, tracing a cure. A science writer charts the discovery of a single gene mutation that led to the cure for an extremely lethal leukemia. And the surprisingly simple reasons for a precipitous drop in terrorism-related research. We'll also hear a very personal story of a survivor of abuse and her unlikely therapist, a horse with its own dark past. But we begin with a glaring exception to a rule long attributed to TV news. If it bleeds, it leads. From the school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, to the Boston Marathon bombings, the past year has seen no shortage of mass acts of violence dominating the news coverage. A week ago, one story of public violence barely registered a blip on the national news headlines. Gunshots fired into a crowd at a street parade on Mother's Day in New Orleans. 19 people were wounded, including two 10-year-old children. Two suspects were arrested late last week, but for days, the incident stood as the largest mass shooting in the United States, with perpetrators still at large. So why weren't we getting swarmed with media coverage? Our guest is David Dennis Jr. He's a journalist and New Orleans native who wrote about the issue for The Guardian. David Dennis, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We were just listening to some great street parade music from New Orleans. The Second Line Parade is part of the lifeblood of the city. Tell us a little bit about their place in New Orleans life.
Oh, well, the Second Line Parade is integral in New Orleans. Every Sunday, there will be up to a dozen Second Line parades anywhere in the city. You can almost can't get around without finding one. So they're entrenched in the culture of the city, the music of the city. They're just everywhere.
Now, you said that watching the coverage of this shooting on the Mother's Day parade reminded you of post-Katrina New Orleans. What was going on for you?
Well, during Katrina, I was actually an undergrad at Davidson in North Carolina, and when the storm hit the city, I was just expecting more as far as help for the city, as far as coverage, as far as treating this as the tragedy that it was. I mentioned in the story that a couple days later, William Rehnquist had died, and that's when the flags went at half mast. And it struck me that the flags weren't at half mast after Katrina, when there were, at that time, thought to be, you know, innumerable amounts of death, thousands. I mean, there's still thousands is the toll that we have now for Katrina. So I was wondering why it wasn't treated as such a national tragedy. And I, flash forward to this Mother's Day event, and I see the same sort of thing. I mean, 19 people were shot, and I'm wondering why this isn't a tragedy.
Well, why do you think that the American appetite for news or the level of empathy extends to certain kind of violent incidents more than others?
Well, I think American tragedy is directly tied to American fear. American fear that something could happen to us any day. Think about September 11th. We all fly in airplanes. We all go to work every day. You think about Aurora, Colorado. We all go to the movies. You think about the Boston Marathon. Everybody you know knows somebody who runs in the marathon. So you think about the Mother's Day shooting, and you see a picture of a guy in a white T-shirt spraying bullets at a crowd on a street corner in the inner city of New Orleans. And most of America looks at that and says, well, I could never be caught in that situation. I don't go to second lines. I don't hang out in that area of town. So this doesn't really scare me because I would never be caught in that situation. My family would never be caught in that situation. So the fear that's connected with it, this could happen to me, isn't there when something happens in a place like New Orleans or Chicago on the South Side.
But nobody was killed. I mean, of course, it was a scene of absolute cataclysm, but nobody was killed. Would media coverage be different if people had been killed, like in the Boston Marathon bombings, for example?
I'm not sure. That's one of the arguments I hear, is that people need to suddenly die for it to be a tragedy. But I think about one of the 10-year-olds who was at the parade who was shot. He lost his cousin at his birthday party last May. His 5-year-old cousin was shot. His father was stabbed in October. He was also shot at that birthday party, and now he's been shot at the Mother's Day parade. And you look at this 10-year-old, and yes, he's still alive, but he's lost much of his family, and what does he have left? And I don't know how that can't be considered a tragic situation. Sure, nobody died, but I mean, there are serious injuries, and there are 19 people who have been shot. I don't think that the line should be drawn and people need to die before things become tragic.
I've noticed, David, that there are plenty of reader comments in articles about this, about, you know, gun violence. But there's been little to no legislative rhetoric about gun control after the Mother's Day shootings. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's actually surprising when you think about the amount of gun control talk and the fact that politicians are grasping at every straw to use it to their pro-gun or anti-gun or pro-gun law advantage, that even this is being ignored by even them. And that just goes to show how much is being passed over. I mean, this should be you have guys who have been charged with crimes previously who are out in the street with guns and they're shooting. There weren't stories on how do these guys get the guns? How are these guys allowed to be in public with these guns? How do they conceal the weapons? And to me, that's the biggest evidence that this is being ignored, that even politicians who are using everything they can to debate guns are passing this by.
The criticism of the Katrina coverage, you are not alone in that. And a lot of it focused on an overabundance of negative race-related coverage and biased choice of words when describing the situation. How much do you think race plays a factor here in this story? Unequal footing with the sense of fear and place-based identity? In other words, you know, inner city, race, all comes together. How does this play out for you?
Well, it definitely doesn't help. I mean, you look at the pictures and there are only black faces in the screen cap of the guy shooting in the crowd. Just like you think about Katrina, there are only, you see mostly black faces on top of the, on rooftops asking for help. But the fact of the matter is the second line in New Orleans is a multicultural, multiracial event. Katrina was a multiracial, multicultural tragedy that affected all races in the city. And you think about somebody shooting at a second line, that affects the entire city, white, black, otherwise. And so you only see black faces, and so it becomes a black issue. But if you look around the city and talk to people in the city, the shooting at the second line parade was not a black issue.
David Dennis Jr., creative director at the Smoking Section. He's also a freelance writer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
David's article for The Guardian is called "Why Isn't New Orleans Mother's Day Parade Shooting a National Tragedy?"